Did you know you could burn at least 30% less gas without getting a smaller car? It's not easy, though, when you consider how aggressively people drive around here, but it can be done.
Dimitri gets on Skype to speak with Carol Lochnick, consumer advice editor at Edmunds.com.
For both city driving and for highway driving, our best tip is to become a calm driver. Imagine that you're the Dalai Lama driving in the city or on the highway. Calm driving, which means you're not constantly accelerating and changing lanes and braking sharply, but you're like taking deep breaths and you are cruising. You know, at or even a tiny bit above the speed limit wouldn't even hurt you. You're not changing lanes. You're not being aggressive as a driver. That will improve your fuel economy an average of 35%.
Now, of course, we can't always control what people are doing around us, and sometimes we have to slam on those brakes. That is going to happen, but you can still control what you can control.
And, you know, the slamming on of the brakes is less necessary if you are giving the car in front of you some space.
This is not so much about saving gas, but it is about saving money and protecting the environment. How often should you change your oil?
Well, that's an extremely interesting question and one that we try to educate people about as often as we can. You should change your oil if you have a more modern car when your car says it's time to change its oil. Most modern cars have an oil life monitor, and your oil life monitor will tell you it's time for an oil change. People grew up a lot of times with the notion that they should change their oil every 3,000 miles. And these days, that's really not a good idea. It wastes money. It potentially puts more oil into the environment where it can really pollute waterways and our environment in general. The best advice is even if your car doesn't have an oil life monitor, is to read your owner's manual, and it will tell you what the intervals are for changing your oil.
Let's talk about tires. The old tip is to make sure that they are properly inflated. Should this be a weekly check or every couple of weeks? And secondly, how much difference could that make as far as the gas that we burn?
We recommend that monthly checks of your tires is fine. As with oil life monitoring, a lot of modern cars have tire pressure monitoring systems. So they can tell you, hey, you're a little low and you need to fill up a bit. With properly inflated tires, people can save at least $112 a year in gasoline and prevent tire wear, which is something that's also extremely important. Some drivers with severely underinflated tires could save nearly $800 a year if they would just inflate their tires to the proper level.
It's also important to ask what happens to your old tires when you get new ones. Some stores do some special stuff with those tires. Others just throw them out, and that's important.
Yeah, you can ask and make sure that the place that you're buying your tires from and they're going to take your old tires are involved in some kind of recycling program. There are lots of them out there that can make good use of those tires rather than just, you know, clogging landfills with them.
Now, something else you have on your website is a calculator that will tell you whether it's worth trading in a gas guzzler. It'll show you how long it'll take before you pay off the balance of the new car and really begin to save money. Obviously, everybody's situation is going to be different, but will you sometimes find when you use that calculator that it's better to hold on to your gas guzzler?
You know, some cars get a bad reputation for drinking too much gas, and they don't really deserve it. I think people get really focused on whether they have a gas guzzler or not when they see gas prices escalating. But the thing you have to remember is it may take you a very long time to pay yourself back for the cost of that new car just by looking at how much you'd be saving per gallon with the vehicle. So our gas guzzler calculator is really great in that you can put in the car and it will tell you how many months it will take before you have essentially paid yourself back in your savings at the pump for this vehicle. And honestly, it's stunning. Sometimes it's years and years and years. You wouldn't even believe how many years it will take to pay back. So the most important thing to understand is that you'll get your kind of your maximum return on a new car if you're going from like 12 miles a gallon to 25 miles a gallon. That's a big chunk. So if you're driving a car that only gets 12 miles a gallon, it might make sense for you to get one to move up to 25 miles a gallon. But to move up from 25 miles a gallon to maybe 35, it may not be worth it. So it's really worth trying out a calculator and not getting all hung up on the notion of, oh my God, I'm spending 10 cents more per gallon than I did 2 weeks ago.
That's Carol Lochnick, consumer advice editor at Edmunds.com.